Hello. You are listening to episode 3 of our podcast, Could Be Your Life. My name is Jeff.
I'm Caroline.
That is right. And this is a podcast that's about cool bands.
Yeah. What cool band are we talking about today, Jeff?
The cool band of the week is Yola Tengo.
What up?
YLT.
Pride of Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yep.
Which, as Mark Pendle once said, is famously named after a hobo named Ken.
That's like the Tom Goes to the Mayor episode, where he becomes the deputy mayor of Hobotown, and he renames it to Hoboten.
Hoboten?
Yeah, do you remember that?
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's good. It's a good episode.
It sounds like a hoot.
A hoot and a holler.
Yes, but let me say, I am very excited about this episode.
Cool.
Because the thing is, like, I love the Butthole Surfers. I love Big Black.
Yeah.
But Yola Tengo is, like, a part of my very soul. Like, they're a band I can't really imagine being without. I love them dearly. So, fuck you. So I'm a little bit intimidated actually to do this episode because I'm worried I won't be able to do them the justice that I feel they deserve. What?
Listen, you're a shining star.
Oh.
No matter who you are.
I'm your special boy.
You're Jeffrey Boy, my special boy.
Right on, right on.
Yeah. We hung out last night, and I told all of the boys in the room that they were my special boy.
It was nice.
It was nice. I hope it was nice. How is Andrew Boy, my special boy?
He, like, threw up a whole bunch after you left.
Well, I know that. He was throwing up when we left.
Yeah, I think he's fine. I haven't talked to him today.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. I worry about him.
Aww.
He's my special boy. I got to.
I don't think you need to worry about him. I think he's fine.
No, I don't. Listen. Sure, he does just fine.
Andrew does just fine. Okay. So I let out a little about Yola Tengo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to let out a little about Yola Tengo?
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They're from New Jersey,
and
New Jersey is a hellhole that I never want to go back to, but I was born there and spent a significant chunk of my life there, and so I like them because of that, because they're a good band that's from there instead of, like, Bon Jovi or something.
What about Bruce Springsteen?
What about him?
You don't like him?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Actually, no. Dancing in the Dark was my parents' wedding song.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know that?
That's funny.
I know.
Is your dad into Bruce?
I mean, he's no Billy Joel as far as my dad's concerned, but...
Who is?
Yeah. I mean, they came into his bar and put bread in his jar and said, "Man, what are you doing here?"
I think
he comes off like a real dickhole in that song, if you ask me.
I think this is the second time Bruce Springsteen has come up on this podcast.
Yep, we'll do an episode on him someday.
Will we?
Do you think he's ever covered A Beautiful Day by U2?
Probably. Didn't they on You Talking U2 to Me, they played a cover he did? I think he did With or Without You or something, or Where the Streets Have No Name. I don't remember. But anyway, getting back to Yola Tengo. Okay, so you like Yola Tengo.
Yeah, sure.
But they don't really hit that special place for you.
Okay. I was listening to them this week in preparation. And, you know, I always kind of took it for granted. I was like, yeah, Yola Tengo are a great band. And they are, but they always kind of feel like a soundtrack to a movie that I wasn't invited to be in, if that makes sense.
Not really. What does that
mean? Yeah. I don't know. It's okay, well, for one thing, they have a lot of really wonderful songs, but I think they only have two really great albums. And even those two that I really love are a little long. You want to guess? You want to have a guess?
Oh, man.
What those two are?
I disagree with both of the things you just said. But anyway, I'm going to guess I Can Hear the Heart Beating is one.
That's one of them.
And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out.
Wrong. The other one is Painful.
Oh. Really? You don't consider And Then Nothing Turns Itself Inside Out a great album?
It's good.
Oh, man.
It's got that You Can Have It All.
That's not even...
I love that song.
One of the best songs on that album.
I love the song. It's a beautiful song.
Okay. All right.
That's the song that if I was a heterosexual, I would sing to my special boy. But...
Well, you're not.
No, I'm not. Tragically.
Tragically
for everybody in the world. unless you're not a boy, in which case. Hey!
So not everybody in the world, then.
Yeah.
In fact, that cuts out, like, nearly half.
Hey. That's what I'm about. I'm about excluding people. I'm about excluding men.
That's your raison d'etre.
Yep.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know. I don't speak French.
Well, I don't either, but that's like a phrase that people use.
I know it is. I don't know how to pronounce
I was just taking a guess at it, and when I said it, I don't actually know if that's how you pronounce it.
Well, I think you made an admirable attempt.
Hey, thanks.
I'm very proud of you. So how are we going to...
Well,
dive into their career.
I gave you a list of albums that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, really, really ride my ass. Get me to listen to these Yellow Tango records.
Well, I wanted to have stuff to talk about.
That's why you're my special boy.
But their first three records, which are Ride the Tiger, New Wave Hot Dogs.
Which is a great title for an album.
It is. And President Yola Tango, which is more of a mini LP, but people tend to name it as an album. So I'm going to do that as well.
Have you listened to those records, first three?
Yes, I have. And
what do you think?
I mean, they're skippable. I think you only need those when you've, like, gone through the good shit, pretty much. Ride the Tiger sounds like R.E.M., pretty much. New Wave Hot Dogs sounds like the Velvet Underground, pretty much. President Yola Tango, they were sort of getting there. And it does have one of their best songs, which is Barnaby Hardly Working. But the rest of it is pretty skippable. But I think Fake Book was their first great album, personally. And Fake Book is a collection of mostly covers, all done acoustically, sort of country style. And there's a few originals on there, but...
And it has that re-recording Barnaby Hardly Working.
Right, and it's got Barnaby Hardly Working done acoustically also, in what I consider an inferior version, but that's just me. But Fake Book, I like a lot. I really think they bring that Yola Tango personality to these songs. And let me say this as a general point about Yola Tango before we go much further. And that's that Yola Tango doesn't so much have an original sound to themselves.
Yeah, they do.
You don't think so? Or you do think so?
I do think so.
But really, they're a musical Cuisinart band, you know? They've taken all their favorite parts of rock and pop history, and they've filtered them through their own sort of distinct personality.
Cuisinart, you're really showing your true colors as bourgeois... as a bourgeois kitchen man.
I don't own a Cuisinart, I don't think.
I don't either. I think my mom probably does.
Sure. But and I think it's more like that the band has a distinct personality more than they have a distinct song, if that makes sense.
I wish that they were
a distinct sound, not song.
I wish that they were my parents.
Yes, right. And that is the appeal of Yola Tango. I said that's part of the appeal of Yola Tango, is that they are these sort of almost parental figures, you know?
They
seem wise and adult.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being young.
It is hard to imagine. Well, you know, by the time that they had gained fame, I mean, this was, I think their big breakthrough was Painful, which that came out in, I think, 94, 93.
93.
Yeah. But, I mean, at that point, they were already in, I think, their late 30s, early 40s.
Not quite that old, because Ira Kaplan's the same age as my mom, so they were, in their early 30s.
Okay.
93, so.
93. Wouldn't they be, how old is Ira Kaplan?
57.
So, okay, so 35, though. I mean,
yeah.
That's not old, but it's old-ish for being in, a rock band.
It's older for a... Yeah, for a dude in a band to have his breakthrough album.
Right. And, but yeah, that's part of their appeal is that they are, they're mature. They're a mature band, you know?
I feel like they always were. I feel like they probably, if there was a Yola Tango Babies, a Muppet Babies kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't work because I feel like they'd be very mature.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
get into any antics.
I feel like they were probably very mature for their age in a way that was probably creepy when they were little kids.
Well, Ira was a music journalist before.
Yeah, I know that. That's cool because I wanted to be a music journalist when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. And I think he... like what I was talking about before, he has this kind of wide knowledge base of pop music that they draw from to form.
Does he have a wide knowledge base of that U2 album, Pop?
Probably. I'm sure he's heard it at least once.
Probably.
I mean, I have. So... Ira Kaplan probably has.
Sorry
too. It's not a good album, I'll say that.
I'm sure it's
Pop
not.
Pop is not a good album. But Yola Tango, they're a mature band. They're a nice band.
And that's, I didn't listen to them for a long time because I was like, oh, this is like a band for old people. Like, I thought they were going to be like, I don't know, like Sheryl Crow or something.
A little bit.
And they're not like that.
Well...
But
they're not Sheryl Crow, but
yeah,
like,
that's what I mean. But they are a little. I guess they are a little bit like a band for aging indie rock types.
Sure,
because that's what they are.
Well, I liked them when I was a teenager, but
I didn't. I didn't know about them when I was a teenager, but I like them now.
Right,
but I kind of have mixed feelings, I guess.
Okay,
I love them as people. I mean, I've never met them, but I'm sure they're lovely.
Yeah.
And they have great senses of humor and stuff, and I love that about them, but I don't always connect to their music the way that I would like to.
Yeah.
Because some of their choices, they never quite get as loud as I want them to be.
Yeah. Well, they're not edgy, you know?
I'm not asking for that. Not everybody has to be... not everybody has to be Jesus Lizard, but...
I mean, I will say in concert, they get loud.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Ira makes a lot of noise.
Good, he should.
With his guitar.
Because when he does, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, so, Fake Book.
Ask me if I like Fake Book.
I'm gonna guess no.
Nope.
You don't like it?
Nope.
You don't like any of it?
Nope.
No, really, any of it?
I mean, it's fine, but like,
it's
I could just listen to
nice.
others. I could listen to others. I could listen to something else. Like, it's a very non-essential record for me. And like, they do that cover of Speeding Motorcycles.
Yes.
I'm not okay. Well, I'm not a huge Daniel Johnson fan, but
it's
I could just
better
listen.
Than the Daniel Johnson.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
No, it's not.
Speeding motorcycle of my heart. Speeding motorcycle, always changing me. Speeding motorcycle, don't you drive recklessly.
It's not better at all.
Daniel Johnson sucks, to be honest.
He has a lot of really great songs. I don't think he has any great records that I've heard, but I haven't heard that many because... But Casper, Friendly Ghost, great fucking song. Walking the Cow, great fucking song. Stuff like that, I really like.
All right, but okay. So the Speeding Motorcycle cover, you like the Daniel Johnson version better?
Yeah. You just listen to that.
What about like I don't know, like some of those songs I don't know the originals. So like,
yeah, but most of them I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
But like Andalusia, the John Cale song, is beautiful. All the songs are beautiful. It's a really like pretty record, and the song selections
hey.
Are great. They pick
hey.
Songs that I think they do really well. What?
You think I'm coming to listen to a record to listen to something pretty? I don't think so. You know me.
You can't be all piss and vinegar all the time, man.
Hey, I'm gonna try.
Sometimes you gotta be nice.
For the nice people.
And that's what Yo La Tengo is. They're a
they
nice
are,
band
yeah,
for the nice people.
They are. They really are.
But yeah, like it's a really gorgeous record. The songs are great.
It's
like
gorgeous. I mean,
you don't think it's gorgeous?
Sound like my mom. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I think it's boring.
Okay. So you don't like any of Fake Book?
No. Nope.
I like pretty much all of it. But
that's good. See, this is good. This is good. Oh, we've got man. A dynamic going. I like it.
Okay.
I like our discussion that we're having.
All right. So
I like that I'm upsetting you so much.
You're a cruel person.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to skip over May I Sing With Me, which is notable for being the first record that they did with James McNew.
Now that guy seems like a stone cold chiller.
Yeah, yeah. All three of them do. They're nice people.
Yeah, no, they do.
But May I Sing With Me is like pretty good if you like Yo La Tengo.
I haven't heard it.
If you, it's not.
I haven't heard it because you didn't assign it.
So. Right, right. I mean, if you're not a huge Yo La Tengo fan, you don't really need to hear it, basically. But, like, if you do like Yo La Tengo, it's more Yo La Tengo. But we'll skip right over that, and we will go to what I have already designated to be their breakthrough record, which is Painful, from 1993. And you do like this record.
I do love this one a lot.
Okay.
I gotta say, like, when... if I just think of it, a lot of the songs, I can't remember how they go.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I remember, like, Big Day Coming and Sudden Organ and stuff, but, like, a lot of them I don't remember. But then I listen to it, and I'm just like, oh, this is a great song.
Yeah.
This is a great song. And I remember some of the riffs, but I forget what song they're from.
Yeah.
Like that one. You know that one?
I don't know what one you're doing.
Whatever, I don't know.
Are you talking about the one that's like bow and ow now 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 now? Because that's
double, yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Double Dare.
Yeah, that's a really good song. That's a great
yeah,
song.
That is a good song. I think it's Painful. I don't hold it as one of their best records, actually. I would probably, you know what? I would probably even put Fakebook over it. I love Fakebook.
What's with you?
Painful is a very good record. Yeah. There's really only one song on it that I don't like.
I think
that
I was
much.
Saying there's really only one song on it. I was just like, okay, was I on Peyote every time I listen
yeah,
to this?
The
album
song. The song is called Painful.
I thought there was like, yeah, it's like a Hijo Kaiden album. Like
right. It's an album long suite called Painful.
Yeah. They hooked up with KG Hino.
But,
that would be cool.
I guess the only song on it I don't really like is the rock version of Big Day Coming.
No, I really like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess my thing is, like, probably Yola Tengo's biggest flaw is Ira as a vocalist.
He's fine, you know?
No, it depends on the song. Like, he works perfectly for certain songs, but, like, he doesn't sound tough, ever.
Like, yeah, that's why I think it's funny in Sugar Cube when he says, "I always act the part of being tough."
Yeah,
it's not very well, Ira.
But yeah, like something about the way he sings that song annoys me. I don't know.
No, I like that song.
Okay, so what's your favorite song on Painful?
Probably Sudden Organ. I really love that song.
You know, Sudden Organ. I didn't really get it until I saw them do it live, where I suddenly realized it was amazing. Like,
hey.
They, like, crushed it when I saw it live. They just, like, turned the organ up loud as fuck and just, like, blasted everybody with it, and it sounded great. It was
awesome. That's how you need an organ to be.
Yeah.
Really loud.
Really loud, yeah. That's what it's called. Same thing with I Should Have Known Better off I'm Not Afraid of You, and I Will Beat Your Ass.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, Sudden Organ is good. I think my favorite song on Painful is, and maybe this shows our differing approaches to this band, but probably my favorite song is Nowhere Near, which
that's a good song.
Is really pretty. Really pretty, like no, angelic sounding. Even
I know, like I know that they do very pretty songs. It's just that a lot of times those songs just kind of fade into the background for me.
Oh man,
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I just I guess Yola Tengo just isn't as much on your wavelength as mine. Georgia's like vocals on that song, though.
No, she is.
Georgia's a beautiful singer.
Yeah, she doesn't have the strongest voice.
She doesn't have a lot of range. That's like her main problem. But within her range,
well, it's not her problem. Like that's just how it is. But within her range, like she has some really great vocal performances.
Georgia has no problems.
I also think that she doesn't get enough credit for how good of a drummer she is.
Yeah. Or any of them, really, don't really get their credit as instrumentalists. Like, they're a very versatile group, which is...
Yeah, but her in particular, because, like, part of what I, like, when I do want to listen to the Yola Tengo, part of what I really love about them is her drumming.
Yeah. And I love her vocals, like, just on the right song, like on Nowhere Near, it's like a hot bath listening to Georgia sing to you, you know?
That sounds very erotic. I don't know if I like that.
It wasn't meant to be erotic. I almost said ironic. It wasn't meant to be erotic. It was just like, you know, a nice,
it's just
comfortable.
Yeah, it's comforting.
They're a nice band.
For the nice people.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, and painful. I guess I sort of see it. Maybe if like they had stopped with painful, I might like it more. But I just see it kind of.
But the hits kept coming.
Yes, yes. I just see it kind of languishing in the shadow of their next three albums, which I consider to be the peak of their career.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, we didn't miss one, did we?
No.
Oh, wait.
What?
No, wait, I forgot. There's one more album before the three-album peak. And that...
Which one?
And that one is Electropira.
Oh, okay.
Which I consider Electropira to be the neglected middle child between painful and I Can Hear the Heart Beating is one.
You want to know why it's so neglected?
Oh, God. Don't even say it.
It's not that good.
Okay. Electropira is a grower. I can attest to this personally.
It's a grower.
It is a grower.
Not a shower.
Not immediately.
I mean, it's okay. It is songs.
It's a lot of, like, clean ballads.
I like the last song a lot.
Blue Line Swinger. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song a lot.
Oh, you know what? I should mention on Painful, I Heard You Looking, the instrumental finale, is awesome. And
yeah, when they do, like, I really like when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, Spec Bebop.
Yeah, yeah. And this began the tradition of including these... I Heard You Looking isn't too long, but including these long, like, instrumental
closers,
jams, like, toward the end, which are often amongst my favorites on the album. But
yeah,
definitely on Electropira, Blue Line Swinger is one of the best songs. I can understand not being blown away by Electropira.
Yeah, what the?
Like, was that your first time listening to it?
Huh?
Was that your first time listening to it?
No, I've heard it.
You heard it before?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times.
It's got a lot of, like, clean, electric, like, ballad songs, and they run together, kind of.
Yeah, like, well, that's my problem with a lot of Yo La Tengo stuff. It runs together for me.
Ah, see, it never does for me, because I think they're...
Just said.
Okay, that in that occasion, I should clarify, it doesn't anymore. Because I've listened to it enough that I can distinguish between the songs now. But they are. It's not an immediate wow of an album, but it really does sink its claws into you once you.
I've heard it like six times.
Well,
when is it...
I can't. I get. I don't know. I can't explain you.
You got a feeling inside?
I got a feeling inside.
Can't explain?
That's right.
Certain kind? Can we talk about that album, Who Live at Leeds? I like that album a lot. You ever hear that?
I've heard it before. It's not like...
The CD reissue that has...
Yeah,
like,
it's got more tracks on it.
Yeah, it has Heaven and Hell. That's a great song.
Yeah, I don't know if I listened to the short version or the long version when I heard it, but...
Yeah, the short version basically has all the songs that I don't like on it.
Oh. Well, that's a bad version of that album, then.
They fucked up.
They did. But Electropira needs to be heard if for no other reason than it has Decora on it, which is amazing.
I don't remember how it goes. And I've heard that album like six times.
The fucking opener of the album, Decora.
I forget.
You don't know how it goes. Are you kidding me? That is one of the best Yo La Tengo songs.
I listened to this album yesterday.
Oh my God.
I don't remember how it goes.
Okay. As soon as this is over, go back and listen to Decora again with me instructing you that it is one of the best Yo La Tengo songs. I see
the warranty.
have you jawing in my ear while I'm trying to listen to a song. What kind of life is that?
This is important, though. Okay, this can't be.
I can just listen to it, and I'll tell you later. I'll give you like a book report.
Okay.
About one song by Yolotenga.
All right, and Electric Pure also has Tom Courtenay.
Yeah, a lot of people say that that's their favorite Yolotenga song.
You don't like that one either, though.
No, it's a good song. It's not my favorite Yolotenga song.
Well, it's not my all-time favorite, but I like it a lot.
Can I be honest with you?
You don't like it that much?
I forgot how it goes.
Julie no. Christie.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The rumors are true.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Man.
That's a good song. Who's Julie Christie? She's somebody, right?
She's an old Hollywood actress.
What were the rumors? Was she gay?
Maybe.
Cool.
Look it up.
Cool. I like this song better already with this story that I've created about Julie Christie, the Hollywood actress, being gay.
Your headcanon?
Yeah.
Okay, so Blue Line Swinger, though. You agree that is a really good song.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I'll admit when a song is good.
Mark Prindle didn't like it.
What does he know about anything?
Nothing.
He's cool. He's all right. I've got to talk to him a couple of times.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy.
Because when I was a high school journalism student, I basically blew off class to read markprindle.com. I was like a little starstruck to talk to him, but then I'm just like, oh, he's just a dude on Facebook who like posts pictures of his adorable child, and it's just like a regular person.
Dude, his child is so adorable.
He's so cute.
Like, I don't want to be weird about it, but it's a like freakishly cute child.
I mean, it's not weird to think your Facebook friend has a cute kid.
But, like, it's bizarrely cute, though.
Yeah, he's adorable. he's a little munchkin.
That's right. Okay, but as I was teasing before, the next three albums in a row I consider to be the peak of Yolotenga's career. So we'll start with this first one, which is I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One.
Great record.
It is. It's great. Okay, so you think it's too long?
I mean, not really. I don't when I listen to it, but I won't listen to it sometimes because I'm like, oh, that album's really long.
You know, I'm someone who places a lot of value on brevity.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a single second off of this record.
No, like, I wouldn't. I do think every song is good.
I love every song on this
album. I used Moby Octopad in in one of my film classes. Like, I had to do, like, a little short movie, and I used Moby Octopad as the soundtrack.
Nice.
Because I love that dude, that bass line.
What was the movie about?
It was like a fake commercial for like a dog walking service, and so I had like
that's great. I had this
footage of like dogs like jumping.
Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do, 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 do,
no, it worked really well.
I bet.
It worked really well.
Every song on this record is good, and they cover such a wide breadth of territory. That's why, like, especially on the later albums, I don't see how it can all run together for you, because, like, they're always doing something different. Like,
Yeah, but it's all filtered through the Yola Tango. We're just some chill old people. They're not that old. We are just some chill middle-aged chillers hanging out.
Yeah.
So that's it's their attitude. They got to get that energy up.
Well, all right. Admittedly, I know that's energy is not the Yola Tango raison d'être.
Listen, you know what? If Ira Kaplan has never banged his head into a refrigerator while singing PLAYSTATION, what's he doing?
That's right.
That's a reference to when Jeff and I hung out last night. For the listener that'll really enjoy that.
Going on.
There was a lot of partying.
There was Eiffel 65.
And Beautiful Day by U2.
Beautiful Day by U2.
The only U2 song I like.
I kept getting like really angry at Caroline because they kept telling me that they didn't like one single U2 song.
And then I finally admitted that I liked one U2 song and it was Beautiful Day.
Listen, I'm not Jeff U2 Brubaker, but I like several U2.
You know why I like Beautiful Day? My dad likes that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so it's just like, oh, that makes me think of like good times with my dad, when my dad would take me to Home Depot as a kid and make me sit in the car and wait.
And you would listen to Beautiful Day by
Yeah, because it would be on the radio. It would leave the keys in the ignition.
That's true. You couldn't escape that song in those days.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
It wasn't that long ago. I was like 10, probably. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 15 years ago.
Yeah. But I wasn't like a little kid. It's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I'm actually 12 right now. You're very mature for your age. I've fooled everyone. Not very well, because most people think I'm like 12.
Well, you are very mature for your age.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not for my actual age, but for the age that people think I am.
Which is 12.
Yep.
Anyway, getting back to I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One, or Ick. How?
Okay, that's like, okay,
Icked Pow, that's what it would be.
That's like my friends and I on this old music forum that I would hang out at. We would talk about In the Court of the Crimson King a lot, because that's a great album. But we would abbreviate it, and then we eventually just started calling it Itchy Cock, because the abbreviation, like, sort of looks like that. So we would just start calling it Itchy Cock in all caps.
Nice.
You were very mature
for your age.
Those were my high school days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so give me a little slack.
And I guess I can't make any claims to maturity, given that
in
I spent
school?
Like...
I don't think so.
Or today, given that I spent like half of the last episode talking about Steve Albini jerking off.
I was the one that brought it up, though.
Yeah, so. But I went with it. I was like, this is a good topic of conversation.
You can lay the blame on me, and I'm younger than you, so...
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just indulging your childish whims.
Yeah, so think of it that way.
All right. But getting back
to...
So
if your parents ever listen to this, blame it all on me. And if my parents ever listen to this, I will just say I'm sorry. It's much easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
That's true. I don't think my parents are... going to listen to this.
My mom doesn't know how to work a computer, so.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
That would cause trouble.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If my parents were Ira and Georgia, I bet they would love it.
This is the third time I tried to get back to the album you were discussing, and you have prevented me from doing so.
This is what people like, probably, I assume.
Do you think?
Well, no, actually, I think the only thing that I know definitely that people like is they like to listen to you talk.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You got that sexy voice?
I don't want to dwell on this.
I just think it's funny. You have a nice voice. I just think it's funny that somebody is like into you now based on your voice.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But anyway, I'm not trying to shame this person also,
whoever they are listening.
But, you know.
Thank you for listening.
It is weird.
I hope you listen more.
But anyway, okay. I Can Hear the Heart Beating is one. I already said it's great. I don't think it's too long. I think it covers a lot of ground.
You know a song I really, really love?
Which one?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, yeah. James McNew on vocals.
He has a really good voice.
Yeah, yeah. Very, he sounds a lot more melodic than Ira
does. He has a really good voice. I really, really love that song.
Yeah. And Stockholm Syndrome, it's kind of funny that that's like become such a favorite off of the album.
Why is it funny? That song is really good.
It's just sort of a goofy little song, though. I don't know.
But it's really good.
No, it's really good. I'm not denying that.
I sing it when I'm in the bathtub.
Yeah. But there's so many good songs on this record. Even just like that beginning instrumental, Return to Hot Chicken.
Yeah.
I really love that. Like, the tone of the guitar is just so like warm and gentle and loving.
It's like a hug.
You're right. Yes. I always feel better when I hear like those bow now 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 now, you know, the arpeggios. You know, Moby Octopad is great. Sugar Cube, like that's
classic.
As good as songs get, pretty much.
With an excellent video.
Yes, yes, featuring Bob and David of Mr. Show fame.
Bob and David of Bob and David fame.
Yeah, yeah. But mostly.
And John Ennis.
Yeah, yeah, it did have John Ennis. That's right.
What's he doing nowadays?
I have no idea, dude.
He's great.
Him and Jay Johnston, they didn't make it out.
Jay Johnston is, he's on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he plays Jimmy Jr. on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing just fine.
Well, he's doing something, but he's not exactly
but
like
I don't,
a
Yeah,
a name,
I don't know what John Ennis is doing, because he is great.
Last time I think I saw him in was like a cameo on Arrested Development.
Yeah, that was,
and that
like
was in like 2004 or whenever that was.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, Sugar Cube, great. I love the lyrics to that song also. Like, it's you gotta love that. Try to be more assured. Try to be more right there. Try to be less uptight. Try to be more aware. I mean, it's a nice little like, I don't know. It's a song about sort of trying to be a better person for someone else. And
it's a song about trying to get somebody to like you romantically. And you do anything to get them to like you. Is that not what it's about?
I mean, I always just assumed it was about, I mean, an already established couple. Like, just a love song and an affirmation of devotion.
I don't know. I always associate it to, like, when I was in high school and I would try to, like, make myself less annoying to appeal to like somebody I had a crush on or something, and it never worked because you know what, I am annoying and that's just who I am. And if you can't handle me at my most annoying, then you don't deserve me at my least annoying.
That's part of the Caroline experience.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, but I tend to interpret most of their songs as being about them. And about
I don't at all.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of it seems just so deeply personal, though. Like,
they seem like very private people. So I just assume that.
Well,
it's
they
not
are, but but you know, they've always gotten sort of they don't really answer questions about like their relationship or
how
it influences their music. And I don't know, I feel like maybe
they
that
they want to have a line between themselves as. And that's the thing that I think is probably really annoying, because it seems like in interviews and stuff, people are always just like, so what's your fuck style? And stuff like that, instead of being like, tell me about this record. Like, instead of asking.
Sure, but I mean, like, asking people biographical shit, I mean, that's always a part of, like, I mean, the personality is I mean, I think for a lot of acts, like, the personality is as much what you appreciate as the music.
No, it is, but, like, if people have shown a, like, have made it known that they don't like talking about that stuff.
Right.
Why do you keep asking?
Right.
That's what I mean.
I get that. Well, I mean, I guess I don't necessarily think they're, like, literally, like, writing down their deepest thoughts about each other or whatever in their songs, but, like,
yeah,
I have to imagine.
It would just be, Ira boy, my special boy.
Right.
Georgia girl, my special girl.
But, like, I have to imagine, I mean, where are these songs coming from? If not, like, I mean, they have to be familiar with these emotions and these
feelings.
Jeffy,
let me
ask
you.
A lot of their music is love songs, you know?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you ever written a story?
Yeah.
And
I'm saying the feelings that they have experienced in their life probably inform their songwriting, even if it's not literally about them.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying I don't interpret the songs as being about them. That doesn't mean they don't draw on their own experiences to write them.
I feel like I feel like you're trying to gotcha me here.
Listen. I know I act the part of me enough. But
you are about
like
to crumble like a sugar cube.
For you. It's all for you.
Oh.
It's all for you. Remember that song?
Oh, I remember. I remember.
I used to play it at my job at Staples a lot. My job at Staples was basically all like buzz bands.
Right.
From the 90s.
Hey Leonardo.
They played Hey Leonardo so much, and I must have looked like a total dummy, because every time he would do that one point where he would be like, or because I'm such a hottie, and then go, I would start laughing, and it didn't matter if I was talking to a customer, it didn't matter if I was trying to operate the business card cutter, or what.
Well, how do you not? Laughing. How do you not?
I know, because it's hilarious. Has Yellow Tango ever covered that song?
No, but they should. They've done a lot of covers. They're pretty famous for their covers.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked.
They have been called... Well, right. I'm just telling this for the benefit of the audience.
For the benefit of people that maybe don't know us.
They do a lot of covers. They're famous for covering songs live. I've seen them do I Heard Her Call My Name by the Velvet Underground.
Ooh,
I saw them do Time Fades Away by Neil Young.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I love Neil Young. Did you know that?
I love Neil Young, too.
That's because Neil Young's great.
He is.
You know who else loves Neil Young?
Who?
My mom.
My parents probably love Neil Young.
My mom loves Neil Young.
I think everyone over 40 loves Neil Young.
My dad doesn't.
No?
No. You know, my dad wants to listen to Sloop John B. in the National Anthem, and if it ain't that, you can fuck off.
Okay.
My mom tried to get my dad to listen to a Moody Blues record, and he was like, blow it out your ass, lady. True story.
But, anyway, I can hear the heart beating as well.
I was really disappointed that We're an American Band, as great a song as that is, I was very disappointed that it wasn't a cover of the Grand Funk Railroad song.
Right.
Which I sang a lot last night.
The competent drum work of Georgia Hubley?
Yeah.
All right, are there any other songs on I Can Hear the Heart Beating is one that you want to talk about?
Spec Bebop.
Spec Bebop is cool.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's this awesome little, well, not little, it's actually
yeah,
like
it's
10
minutes
long.
It's very Stereolab-y.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like Stereolab, and you want to hear what Stereolab would sound like if they were a couple of yahoos from Hoboken, New Jersey, I've got just the song for you, my friend. You ever been to Hoboken?
I haven't.
I have.
How is it?
Like, kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I've not really hung out there, but it, like I've been there. I have not. I never went to Maxwell's though. It's just sad because now it's gone.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. Because you know it's hard out there.
Site of the legendary Yolotengo Hanukkah shows.
Yeah.
Which sound awesome.
They do sound awesome.
You know, one really cool thing about Yolotengo as a live band is that they seem to have, like, all of their back catalog at their disposal. Like, their set lists, like, change a lot from night to night. Like, they don't have, like, they don't rehearse a certain set of songs and just play those every show.
You know what that sounds a lot like?
Huh.
Sounds a lot like Fish.
God damn it.
You are basically the same band. One of these days, they're going to play Fluffhead, and you're going to be like, I was wrong all along.
I don't think that's going to happen, though, is the thing.
Fluffhead is a great song.
But let's talk about the next show. I did not do I Can Hear the Heart Beating as one justice at all, but we're going
to... It's a really great record.
It's great. Listen to it if you haven't. Okay. So we're going to go on to their next record, and then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out, or as I like to call it, Attentoire.
Well, you're trying. You're trying this bit. I don't think it's working. this has a song named after a Simpsons reference.
That's true.
Let's save Tony Orlando's house.
Yep.
And I think that is why I want to like Yolotengo more, because they do stuff like that.
Right.
You know what kind of people do that? Chillers. And me.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of this group of chillers, because I would name a song that.
Do you think maybe I just have... more appreciation for, like, quiet music than you do?
Yes.
Do you think that's just fundamentally what's at play here?
Yes. You know why?
Why?
Because you are an old man. You're from a different generation.
I know. I was born in the late 80s. You were born in the early 90s.
Yep. Different generation.
Never going to understand each other.
Yeah, Gramps.
You don't like the right Yolotengo songs.
I love You Can Have It All.
You know, I don't even think that's like one of the best songs on And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. You know, that's
such a good song.
I'm finding even on albums that we both like a lot, we don't necessarily like the same songs best.
Hey, what can I say?
Which is interesting, but
opinions.
They're wild.
People will have opinions,
dude.
Can we do an episode of Little Fyodor sometime? You know, Little Fyodor.
I know who he is. I don't like know his music.
Oh, it's great. He has this one song called Too Many People, and it has the immortal lyric that I would get tattooed on my body if I was in the business of doing things like that. And it's, they all like the same things, they laugh at the same things, they all like Bruce Springsteen, I wish they'd just die.
Well, that's just mean.
You don't get it,
You're a mean person.
Listen, Grandpa. You just don't get it.
Man, I was about to say something.
Was it get off my lawn?
It could be.
What is your favorite song on this album?
On this album? I would tie between every day and the last days of disco.
I don't remember how it goes.
It's the one that's like, and the song said, let's be happy.
Oh, you have a good voice.
I was happy. Oh, thank you. I kind of have the Georgia thing though, where I have a very limited range, but I sound okay in that range though.
Yeah, I used to have a wider range because I used to take vocal lessons, when I was like in high school, but I don't do that anymore, and so now my voice is much much more limited. Mm-hmm. But I could have like gone further with it. Like I was a good singer, but now I'm not.
But do you remember Last Days of Disco now that I'm telling you though?
Yes. I like your version of it better than the
what?
Yeah.
But
you know
really...
why? It's 'cause you're my friend.
No.
You're my friend. I love you.
Okay. I love you too. But
yeah.
But I feel like you should like Yo La Tengo's version better than mine, though, because...
No, it's I was just joshing you, bro.
It's a really pretty song, and...
It is. It's no, you can have it all.
And I love The Crying of Lot G also, which is the one that comes after that. You don't know that song? Oh, man. Man.
Sorry, you don't have to sing it. I won't do that to you. Look it up
later.
I'll
sing every song on this record. I love Tears
Keep
Are In Your Eyes.
Night Falls on Hoboken. Tears Are In Your Eyes. It's really good.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
Now we're cooking.
Tears Are In Your Eyes. Yeah, that song is beautiful.
And, yeah, it's a good
song. Georgia Hubley, man. That voice. It's so...
Yeah, it's so pretty.
It's so haunting and sweet at the same time.
Yeah, like, Let's Save Tony Orlando's House is a great song.
Yeah.
I not only love it because it's a Simpsons reference, but I love it because it's a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
They did it on Comedy Bang Bang once.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Yes, and also that episode had Paul F. Tompkins as Werner Herzog. So it was great.
Always good.
Oh, yeah.
But... I love Our Way to Fall. I love
good song.
I love Saturday.
I've heard a lot of people had Our Way to Fall as like a wedding song, which I think is cute.
Dude, I would be into that. I would totally have that.
It's a well-known fact amongst people that know me that I want my wedding song to be the Monster Mash. Thankfully, I have a partner that is into it if we ever get married.
Paige used to tell me, I think this is more... when
Did
we
she
were
wanted
younger.
To be, she wanted to be the Monster Mash?
No. She wanted Touch Me by the Doors.
Ah!
She was like, I don't know if that's like a wedding song.
So funny.
Or she wanted that to be the first dance at the reception.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. But
I hope that y'all get married just so I can see that.
It's gonna be great. I don't know if she. I think she may have let that go, but that's what she used to say.
You know, it's a really good song, Cherry Chapstick.
I do like Cherry Chapstick a lot. Very.
I don't like the product.
No, what flavor of chapstick do you prefer?
Mint.
Yeah.
Yeah, mint chapstick. It's the way to go.
Yeah, but mint is almost like, I don't know. It's already got like that shit in it that makes your lips feel tingly. So, like, mint just kind of doubles down on that.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what you like about it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I want my lips to be tingly all the time. Every day.
I'm going to have some tingly-ass lips.
Yep, that's what I say when I wake up in the morning.
That's your motto.
Yep.
That was your high school yearbook quote.
No, my high school yearbook quote was, "Shining, flying, purple wolfhound, show me where you are."
And that's yes.
Yep. Yours is no disgrace. That's a great song. That's a better song than any song of this album.
Oh. No.
Da, 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 da.
Man. I'm kind of upset you don't like Yolotengo as much as I do.
Hey.
I might have to say, you might. I keep a ranked list of all my friends, and you might have to get bumped down a couple notches because
you have like a MySpace top 8.
I do. I move people up and down based on how much they piss me off on a given day.
It's like the episode of Seinfeld where Jerry is the girlfriend that has the speed dial.
I don't remember that one.
So that's a late period Seinfeld. It's not very good.
Season 8?
I think season 9.
Oh,
season,
yeah. 9. Season 9, not so great.
It has the dealership. That's a really good episode.
Yeah, I mean, there's good later Seinfeld episodes. One of my favorite episodes, actually, from season 8 is the one where George stops having sex and becomes, yeah, like a super genius.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one with Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah, where he's the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got those glasses on.
But this isn't talking about Seinfeld.
Bob Odenkirk Tumblr went wild for those glasses, I gotta tell you.
But this isn't talking about Bob Odenkirk.
Aw.
He
was in a Yolotengo video, it all comes back.
Yeah, we already talked about that, though.
Oh, God damn it.
I know.
I like Night Falls on Hoboken.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I like about Yolotengo. I like when they do those really long songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I think all of those are pretty good.
Yeah. Like when we start talking about their later albums, those are what I like. And that's pretty much it.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay, well, let's get this over with.
Okay.
the next record,
Summer Sun.
I love Summer Sun. There are days where I think it's their best record, even. I'm sort of, it's usually either that or I Can Hear the Heart, but it's some days it's Summer Sun. This has been kind of coolly received.
Yeah.
It was just way too goddamn mellow, and maybe corny even at points for some people. There's definitely more, like, I think from like this point on, Yolotengo would start incorporating more stuff into their music that you could call adult contemporary-ish. And Summer Sun was kind of the start of that, I think.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that.
But I think it's a beautiful record. I know I keep saying everything that they do is beautiful, but that's really all you can say about it.
Because like, that's what you think. That's okay.
Well, right, but I feel like I need better...
I think Fluffhead by Phish is a beautiful song, you know? You can't help what you feel.
I mean, it's not that
You can only help what you do about it.
No, I'm just wishing I'm more articulate about it, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel shame for thinking all this music is beautiful, because I do.
Good.
But I need better adjectives for it, though, is what I'm saying. Okay, so Summer Sun, you're not a fan? Is that what you were hinting at?
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. But yeah, like how I said a lot of the Yolotengo songs blend together for me. That's probably the worst offender in terms of that.
See,
and that's not necessarily bad. Like, if I'm in the mood to hear that kind of music, like, and sometimes I am, that very mellow kind of music, and I like the like keyboard sounds that they have on that record. I really, really like that. So there's stuff about that record that I really like, but it's just not necessarily for me in the way that it is for you.
I guess I'm just sort of kerfluffled that this music all runs together for you.
I
just think, like, this album especially, like, all of these songs sound very unique to me. Like, they don't run together at all for me. I think they're pretty distinct from each other.
I gotta admit something to you.
What's that?
I haven't listened to any of those records. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that smart.
Well, I wasn't trying to impugn your intelligence here.
No, but I'm impugning my own intelligence. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not that smart, and so my brain doesn't work on the same level as yours, and so I don't hear music the same way, and that's why I want to hear the Melvins all the time, because it's just really loud, and that's what I want to hear.
Okay, it's just too mellow for you. Is that basically what it comes down to?
Yeah. Have I ever been mellow? Let's ask that question. That'll hold the key to why I don't love this song.
Is that Olivia Newton-John? Who sings that song?
What song? Get Physical?
Have You Never Been Mellow?
Is that a song?
I think. I thought that's what you were referencing.
No, I was just asking.
Oh.
I was asking you.
I'm pretty sure that's a song.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm sure it is. There have been a lot of
Wikipedia is confirming for me that it is a song, and it is by Olivia Newton-John.
I've never been mellow, so I can't relate to mellow tunes.
Okay, but I thought you were a stone cold chiller.
I want to be.
But you aren't.
Yeah, I got to be honest with myself.
I don't know. I guess Yellow Tango for me is mellow without being bland. Like,
I don't think they're bland. It's just, yeah. I don't think they're bland at all. Like, I like them. I think they're a great band, even if they're not always for me.
Right.
Like, I really do think they're a great band.
Sure.
But, you know.
I just want you to love them, though.
I do love
them. I want everyone to love them.
Honey, I do love them. When we were hanging out last night, I don't know if you noticed that I was calling everyone honey. I woke up this morning and I was like in a cold sweat and I realized how weird that was. It's like everybody's going to think I'm weird.
I don't think anybody minded.
Okay.
I think they just thought you were doing a bit.
I do a lot of bits.
You do a lot of bits.
I do a lot of bits and I don't think people notice. That's like Cat, my partner, always tells me that when I'm being sarcastic, I sound more serious than I do when I'm serious.
I have that problem, too.
Yeah, and so they have a hard time kind of keeping up.
Right.
Like, I just like to joke and make people laugh.
Right.
When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Right.
Yeah. I also wanted to be a cartoonist. I wanted to do both of those things.
You still can.
I can't be a cartoonist. I can't draw.
Yeah, I can't either.
So, I can do other stuff. I can't draw.
Do you remember any of the songs on Summer Sun enough to talk about them? No?
I'm really sorry.
So it just sort of washes over you.
Yeah, and sometimes that's good. Like, that's okay.
What you were saying earlier about like the keyboard tones on this album,
there are
a lot of them, you know, like they give these songs like a lot of character, I think. These are kind of among the most unique compositions I think Yellow Tango has done.
They all have a similar like emotional.
Yeah, feel, you know, this is kind of a cheerful record. Not always, but on a lot of it, you know, Tiny Birds and How to Make a Baby Elephant Float, and that big long song, Let's Be Still, which is really nice.
You know that song Little Birdie by Ween?
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
Is that what you thought of when I said tiny birds?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, to a far greater extent than Electropira, I encourage you to try to appreciate this album more.
I will, because I want
to
get on.
I'm not trying to force you into anything here.
No, I know, but because you like this record so much, I want to see what you see in it.
I love it.
I want to feel what you feel.
It feels good.
I want to eat who you eat and defile what you defile. Do you get that?
No.
Okay. It's from The Simpsons.
Okay. You always with The Simpsons quotes.
Hey, I'm quick with a quote. Can't say a lot about me, but I am quick with a quote.
Right. But you know, a lot of people don't like this record very much though, which also makes me sad. And I'm not really sure why. Like a lot of the time with a less regarded record, I can get it, but this one I really don't.
I think because it came after Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out, and a lot of people love that record.
Yeah, yeah.
Felt like this one didn't measure up.
You ever think of that smart guy?
But
I mean, even if it's not quite as good as And Then Nothing, which I think it's better actually, but it's so solid. Like, it's more great Yola Tango music.
A lot of people don't like how mellow it is.
But, And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out is mellow, too.
Like, well, some people don't like that record.
Well, right, but lots of people that liked that record didn't like this one, which I don't get.
Well, this one... okay, you know how a sequel does everything that the first movie did, but they do it more?
Yeah.
That's what Summer Sun does.
You think?
Yeah. And that's like how some people, they really love the first movie and they don't like the sequel. Because what made the first movie good was the balance of all the elements.
But Summer Sun is good though.
It is good. Right, it is good. I'm trying to explain
but,
to
but
you.
Anyway, you're rationalizing it to me. I just don't see it.
Okay.
But...
That's all right.
All right. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't know why people don't like Merzbo, but... No, I do. I'm not right.
I have no idea why people don't like Merzbo.
Do you know... Okay. When I first started listening to Noise, when I was like 16, 17... my mom like heard it and was really freaked out by it, but then she would ask me if every single thing that I listened to was Noise. Like, I would be listening to like The Fall and my mom would be like, "Is this Noise?" I'm like, no, this is post-punk, mom. Duh, don't you get it?
Moms, I'd like don't know anything,
be listening to Can and she'd be like, "Is this Noise?" I'll be like, "Does it sound like Noise to you?" But of course the answer is yes. Because parents just don't understand.
It's true. Anyway, so leaving Summer Sun behind, I think I've made my feelings on it clear.
Aww.
We will move on to 2006's I Am Not Afraid of You, and I Will Beat Your Ass.
Every time I think of that title, I think it's really funny. Yeah, it's a sports reference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To some, like, basketball
player, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he said that to somebody.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a great album title.
I love the opening track.
I figured you would.
Love it. I think it's great. I think that's one of the best things that they've done.
We'll be right back.
like the last track on the album.
The Story of Yellow Tango.
And the rest is okay.
Okay. The Story of Yellow Tango is one of my favorite Yellow Tango songs.
Makes
probably
sense.
Because
it's good.
It is good. But one of the times I saw them live, they closed with it, and they did this 20-minute like version of it. And they,
oh, they really jammed it out.
Yeah, yeah. And they
you
like
know what that kind of sounds like. Sounds like a fish cut.
Don't even go there. But they tore the fucking roof off of the place with that song, man. It was incredible. That's like
you
one
might
of my
say
most.
They really tore the roof off the sucker.
They did.
I saw Parliament Funkadelic once.
Yeah, you've told me about that.
With my dad. He did not get it.
Well, you can't expect your dad to get P-Funk, probably.
No. He tries.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've taken my mom to a few concerts.
Did she like them?
No. Well, she went to see No Age with me, and to be fair, they put on a pretty bad show, but she hated it more than I felt it deserved. Mm. And we went to see Gang Gang Dance, and that was on the tour for, what's their, like, album with, like, the Middle Eastern lady on the cover.
I don't know. I've never listened to them.
Yeah, I'm blanking. But they were on the tour for that album, and she thought they were okay.
My mom and I saw Zappa play Zappa when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she really liked that. She thought Dweezil Zappa was very cute. He looks like John Stamos.
Oh, yeah?
So if you're into that, you'll be into him.
I'm very into that.
He's a handsome man. What can I say?
Sure. But yeah, that's one of my most cherished concert memories is Yellow Tango, like, destroying that song at the end of their set.
That's cool. Like, I would see them live in a second.
Oh, yeah. And they're always good. Like I said, like, it's always different when you see them because they have such a, like, knowledge of their back catalog.
Well, that's their job.
Well, not every band does that, though. Like, not every band has, like, their entire catalog at their disposal. Like,
I'm not a part of a beloved musical combo. I don't know. I don't know what it's like.
Well, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay, thank you.
Because I am part of a beloved musical combo.
Yeah.
You want to know what our name is?
Yes.
Jeff Brubaker and the Beloved Musical Combo.
Can we start a band and call it that?
It's going to be great.
We've been wanting to start a band for a while. I think time is right.
That's true. But this record, you know, I don't think it's like a classic or anything. But, you know, I actually, like, re-listening to it again in preparation for this, I kind of gained an appreciation for it that I didn't quite have. I never disliked it, but it seemed like a lot of, you know, it feels sort of tossed off a little bit, I guess. Like, there's no coherence to this record. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, it is. I can't not like it too much, though, because the first song is one of my favorite things that they've ever done.
Yeah, Pass the Hatchet. You know, I think that might
that
be...
The only thing, the title sounds like a Coheed and Cambria song. Doesn't it?
Yes.
It completely does. Yeah, I saw Coheed and Cambria once.
How were they?
I don't know. They were not that good. No? I saw them at Warped Tour when I was like in middle school.
Coheed and Cambria, they weren't that good. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I was like in middle school, and I was just watching them, and I was like, this band sucks. And then I went to go see Sugar Colt.
How was Sugar Colt?
I thought they were great.
Oh, yeah. I bet they
also
were.
Also, somebody tried to start a mosh pit, and I almost got fucking killed because I was in 8th grade.
Dude, you know who I saw when I was in 7th grade?
Who?
Matchbox 20.
How were they?
You know, they sounded exactly like they do on record.
How did they play Unwell?
Probably. I can't really remember.
You don't even remember.
It was a really, it was a pretty boring set, I thought,
at the time. What's their other big song?
Oh, they have shit tons.
That's not helping me.
Well, I'm going to list
some. Give me
some
specifics.
I'm going to stop talking. they've got 3 a.m.
How's that go?
And she says, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Yeah, they used to play that at Staples a lot.
Right. They have Down. Do you remember that one?
Not, but...
I want to push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I want to push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will.
That sounds very... That sounds like Rob Thomas is a really shitty boyfriend.
I hope that's not what that song is about.
Yeah, he's a real Mark Kozelik, that one.
Yeah. They had... I can't remember. Real World. That's what that song was called. It's like, you know, well, I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker.
I don't know that song. Is it the theme song to The Real World?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what song I do know?
What?
Cause it's so smooth.
Oh, shit. Oh, and Bent. Do you remember Bent? Help me, I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Now you're breaking me.
You know that Bent is UK slang for bisexual.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard people say get bent.
Yeah, they're saying get more bisexual, bro.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. That is not what that expression means. Stop my viewers here.
I knew that. I was doing a bit. You didn't get my bit.
You got me.
You got me. You missed the bit.
God damn it.
Okay, but I'm not afraid of you and I will beat your ass. Like I said, very little coherence here. It's all over
there's
the place.
There's one song that I really don't like.
Which one is that?
Because Yola Tang... Okay, I'm trying to remember which one it was. Hold on. Because Yola Tango have a lot of songs that don't stick out to me, but they have no songs that I really dislike, except for this one.
Is it Mr. Tough?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll say I used to dislike Mr. Tough again until I saw them live. Like
they just think it's so stupid.
It's fun though when they do it live. It's fun, and that's helped me appreciate it on the record. Like, okay, that's sort of what I'm talking about like the adult contemporary influences.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like dippy little piano songs on this album, you know.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm about.
Yeah, I'm not terribly about that either. But
if I want to listen to dippy piano songs, listen to Piano Man.
Oh God. But yeah, like Beanbag Chair and Mr. Tough and The Weakest Part, like toward the end, which has George on vocals,
mm-hmm.
and I actually like all those songs.
They're fine.
Yeah, but it is sort of like, you know, how many dippy piano songs does one album need?
Like 10, however many are on that record.
No. I was trying to make the opposite point. That you need less dippy piano songs.
Yeah, and more songs that sound like Coheed and Cambria.
Yes. More songs that sound
the greatest band in America. Are they an American band?
Yeah, Coheed and Cambria.
Are they coming to my town?
Probably.
Are they gonna party it down?
They're always touring.
Are they an American band?
I don't even know if they're always touring, but they probably are.
Yeah, like Fish.
Right.
Always come back. That's not a bit, by the way. I do like Fish that much.
Yeah. Hey, they're over here giving me shit about Yola Tango.
I'm not giving you shit about
giving
Yola
me
Tango.
Shit for an hour and a half straight.
Yeah, I've given you a real dressing down about this band that I also like.
But like I do like those dippy little piano songs, but like it's not like my Yola Tango, you know. It does have Sometimes I Don't Get You. That's one dippy little piano song that I really love.
Yeah, it also sounds like you talking to me.
You talking to me?
Sometimes I don't get you. That's why I feel like you would say that to me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a song called You Talking to Me.
Yeah, it was.
No, you weren't. You just told me you weren't.
I know.
See, you're trying to baffle me because...
With all my macho head games.
You're a pickup artist.
Yeah, I'm trying to neg you.
Trying to make me feel worthless so you can take advantage of me.
Yep, that's what I've been angling for this whole time.
This entire time.
This entire time.
This whole show.
Entire time that we've been friends.
Oh, man. This is a major mind fuck you are laying on me right now.
Hey, what can I say?
God damn it. Okay. Other songs on this album I like. The Room Got Heavy, which sounds even more like Stereolab than Spec Bebop does. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I could just listen to Stereolab.
But it's really good, though.
They're right there.
It's a really good Stereolab song in the middle of this record.
You know what's a really good Stereolab song?
Which one?
Noise of Carpet.
That is a really good Stereolab song, you're right.
That's a great song.
But this isn't Gab and Bout Stereolab.
It will be someday.
It will. We are going to do a Stereolab episode. Almost certainly.
We've got
point.
To.
Yeah. I love that band.
I do too.
But other songs I like on this album.
How many goddamn songs are on this record? Jeez.
15. 15 of wildly varying quality.
Yep.
Black Flowers. Another great James McNew vocal.
Mm. I like that guy.
It sounds really good.
You know why I like that guy?
Why?
He reminds me of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because he looks like me?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than you.
I should hope so.
He's older than you.
He is. You're right.
He's got a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
At least one. He's probably got more. I don't know.
Do you have any highlights for this record besides the opener and closer?
No, not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nothing jumped out at you?
No.
Okay, well, I don't think it's a classic, but I think it's a good record. A solid late period Yola Tengu. So we're going to skip over popular songs, which further brings out the adult contemporariness in Yola Tengu's soul.
Mm.
I think there's a lot of there's a lot of ballads on it with, like, strings and shit. It's weird.
Yeah.
But... You know, I basically like it because I just like Yola Tango. Like, I like everything they've done, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah, they're a nice band.
That's nice.
And then we'll end with their last record, and came out in early 2013, and that is Fade.
You know why they call it Fade?
Because it's not good.
Because it faded from my memory
immediately after you listen to it.
Yeah. I like the first. I like the first song, and I don't like the other songs.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of this record either.
It's just kind of there.
I don't want to say that it's just kind of there, because I do think it is a distinct work from the rest of their catalog.
I mean, it is. It is, as its own thing, I just think it's just kind of there.
I can understand having that reaction. I think it's a remarkably solid record from a band that's been around as long as Yola Tengu has. It's very...
Why are you grading them on a curve?
Because I love them.
Okay. Teachers loved me. That didn't mean they graded me on a curve.
Well, okay. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I do basically like this record.
Okay.
It sounds very... You know, we talked about Yola Tengu being mature already. This album sounds very mature.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't even have the kind of playful aspects that their previous few records did.
Yeah, like there's a lot of. You mean the stuff that's good about Yellow Tango?
Well, I mean like explicitly, not explicitly, but like genuinely like playful, like goofy sort of, like they're having fun, you know. There's no fun on this record. The only thing that comes like close to fun is the like little bubbly organ noise on Well You Better, which I'm guessing you don't remember.
No, and when you said it, I thought of the song You Better, You Better, You Bet.
God damn it.
Very different song, I assume.
But I do think there are... I think this is a really solid record. Like, it's not, like, the first choice I would make if I were to pull a Yellow Tango off the shelf, but I see myself coming back to this in the future. Probably... I don't know, maybe I'll get tired of Yellow Tango someday, but until then, I can see this being in my rotation. Probably more than Popular Songs, at least.
I haven't heard Popular Songs.
It's... I mean, like I said, I basically like it, but it's
do
not
they do a
great.
Cover of Smooth by Rob Thomas and Santana? Because that's a pretty popular song.
That's a very popular song.
I don't know why.
That song was everywhere for a while. You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and they played it at Staples where I work.
I'm sure they did.
A lot.
I'm sure they did.
Why do you think I didn't last there long?
What was it specifically because of Smooth by Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana?
I gotta tell you, it didn't help.
It didn't help. Of all the songs that you had to endure there, which was the worst?
Everything You Want by Vertical Horizon.
Ah, God.
Because one time...
That is a bad song.
One time, I finished a shift, and I went home, and I took a nap, and in my dream, I heard that song.
Oh, man.
Do you know the hell that I lived in?
Sounds awful.
It was horrible. It was inhuman.
All right, so, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about this record, because I don't think yeah. there's ultimately that much to say about it.
I don't like the strings
yeah.
and the horns. And
oh, there's a lot of that on Popular Songs. I'll
I don't
that.
Like that.
I'm not a huge fan of it either. That's what I'm sort of talking about with, like, you know, they've always been mature, but this is, like, really mature. Like,
yeah, they've like always been mature, and this is just old.
Yeah, like this is older people music, I think.
Which is fine.
Hey, man.
Because they are older people. It makes
all,
sense
yeah,
that
yeah,
they
well,
make
yeah,
music,
yeah.
you know.
No, I mean, I don't think they're making anything other than the music they want to make. So
yeah, and I respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect them. I think they're great.
No, I have a ton of respect for the three members of Yellow Tango.
Oh yeah.
And I think that about closes the book on Yellow Tango. Do you have any final thoughts on Yellow Tango as a whole?
They seem nice, and if they ever had a barbecue, I would go. And I bet I would have a great time.
You know, I'm sure Ira Kaplan is basically a nice person. I have heard that he can be... testy when he has like chatty crowds or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't appreciate it.
So he's not an Ace Frehley. He doesn't like
he doesn't
like stage banter.
Ask people where the milk comes from.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Think anybody's ever taken their top off at a Yellow Tango concert?
It's had to have happened. At least once.
Why?
Because that's just what happens at, like, rock concerts. Even if the band is nice.
We saw Boris and I never saw that happen.
I
Boris
didn't,
is
I didn't
a
say
prime,
it.
It is a prime tit-bearing band.
I didn't say it happens at every rock concert. I said that if you've played, and you know, the Tango has probably played, I don't know, fucking 1,000 shows at this point in their life. Like,
I hope so.
I'm sure at least one person has taken their titties out during a show.
Yeah. For Ira Kaplan to judge.
For James McNew.
Yeah, and he just gives the okay sign.
he flicks his tongue at them.
Ew.
Just imagine that.
No. He's a happily married man. I hope.
I don't even know if he's married.
Ira Kaplan?
No, James McNew.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I hope so.
I guess you didn't find the image of James McNew flicking his tongue at a lady to be as hilarious as I did.
No, now that I know that you're talking about James McNew, I think it's funnier.
But not Ira Kaplan.
No, because he's a married man.
That's true.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect
the holy bond of matrimony.
Yes. I respect that they went there and did it in front of God and everyone.
Yeah.
I respect that.
You know, I think maybe part of my Yola Tango fixation is that, like, I relate. Like, it's very domestic music in a lot of ways. I live a pretty chill life.
Yeah, I'm jealous of your life. Your life seems great.
I go to work, I come home, I hang out with my girlfriend, you know, we cuddle and watch movies and shit. Like, you know, that's pretty much what I do.
Have a cat that bites people.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we have a very nice little cozy life, and that's sort of what Yola Tango's music is about.
A very comfy couch and a single unframed poster of the Wu-Tang Clan in your living room.
That's right.
I love that poster.
I have only one poster in my apartment, and it's of the Wu-Tang Clan. And I feel a little self-conscious about it because I don't feel like that poster adequately represents the whole of who I am as a human being. And I feel like people are, like, judging me for it.
I judge you for it, but in a positive way.
Well, that's good. You can judge me positively. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's because you're my buddy.
Aw, you're my buddy.
You're Jeffrey Boy, my special boy. You know what? You know who Paige is? Paige is Paigey girl, my special girl.
Oh, Paige is great.
I know. Paige is great.
Love that girl.
She's cool. She's a stone cold chiller.
She is. We're both chillers. Me probably more than her, but that's all
right. I don't know. She's pretty chill.
She got mad at me for the first episode because I complained about how she doesn't like Haraway to Steven and wants to watch Friends all the time. Oh. And she said that I have to say something nice about her on our podcast. So
she's a lovely woman.
She's a lovely gal. I love her. Oh. She's sweet. She's my best friend.
Oh.
Love that girl.
Oh, that is so cute.
All right. Well, I think this is the end of our Yola Tango episode.
Yep.
We talked about next week being about the dead Kennedys.
Yes, that's right.
Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Then the dead Kennedys will be the subject of our next episode.
Yep, so gear up.
Look forward to that. Look forward to our...
I'm getting my Jello Biafra impersonation ready and on point.
The one that sounds like a chicken?
Yep.
All right. I can't wait.
Yeah, get excited.
Yeah. All right, folks. My name is Jeff.
I'm Caroline.
This has been our podcast, Could Be Your Life.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Yep. Music and out.